Nanu Nanu. Shazbat.
Stringing a guitar. How about you?
Oh,
Mindy and I are going nitpicking.
Don't you mean picnicking?
Oh, no, you're nitpicking.
Anyway, we thought we'd go up to Boulder Lake and have a picnic. Ah. I've got ham sandwiches and hot chocolate in there.
Yeah, and I see Mork has the blanket and the pepper.
No, ants. Mindy said no picnic is complete without them.
Those ants are revolting.
No, they're happy with their former government. You see, the little suckers are just dancing.
We stopped by because we want you and Grandma to come with us. I've got plenty of food.
And plenty of ants.
Well, honey, I'd love to go, but your grandmother isn't feeling too well.
Oh, what's wrong?
Well, you remember her friend Barney?
Oh, yeah, he's the one that she plays gin rummy with.
Was. He passed away Friday night, and Cora's taking it very hard.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, especially since Barney was 4 years younger than Cora.
Mrs. Hudson. Want to buy a guitar? No strings attached.
No, thank you, Mork. I'm just looking for my glasses.
Oh.
Oh, thank you.
Whoa, you're right. I don't think I've ever seen her this depressed.
She's just not herself. For 3 days now, she hasn't even called me a wiener.
Why is Mrs. Hudson so sad?
Well, it's probably because she's lonely, Mork.
She just doesn't have too many friends her own age.
Well, on my planet, the elders have all the friends they want.
Well, here it's a little bit different. Lots of people, especially the young ones, ignore their elders.
But they're the ones with all the knowledge and experience. On Ork, they're always being surrounded by young people.
Oh, we have the same thing in our big cities. It's called mugging.
It's just not easy being old.
Oh. Mrs. Hudson seems so lonely. I'd like to do something to help. What does she want to do, and I'll do it with her?
Oh, that's really sweet, Mork. But see, the problem is that she needs somebody her own age.
Look, why don't you two kids go have your picnic? I'll restring Cora's guitar and maybe that'll make her feel better.
All right. Well, listen, Dad, I'll call after we're done just to see how Grandma's doing.
Okay, I'm sure that'll cheer her up.
Okay. Bye. Bye, Grandma.
Hey, they ran away.
Ants. Ants. Oh, ants.
He said he didn't like them. Look, he's dancing with them.
Back and see if I can cheer Grandma. If anybody comes in, just yell.
She said yell.
You okay, Bort?
Certainly, my main munchkin. Section, plasma. Eugene, I want to ask you a question.
Sure. That's one of the things I like about you. Everyone else is always telling me stuff. You're the only one who asks me anything. What's happening?
What do old people do for fun?
Well, my mother's pretty old. She's 31. And she likes watching soap operas on TV.
No, no, I mean a lot older, like Mrs. Hudson.
Oh, you mean over 40. I don't think they have any fun.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe it's a lock.
What do they do then?
They hang out by the parks of the museums.
And what makes those places so special?
They're free.
What do they do at the park?
They feed the pigeons. Hey, I gotta go in for my lesson.
Thanks for the information, my man.
Anytime.
What it was.
What it shall be.
One day.
Yeah.
Mindy's not in.
Oh, it's Mindy. I'm talking to you, brown eyes.
What can I do to help you?
Oh, you can walk up and down my back in a flimsy kimono.
I don't even know your name. And besides, my kimono's at the cleaners.
Oh, shut up. But maybe you can show me something in an Ethiopian lip whistle. A harmonica.
Oh, certainly. Follow me.
Oh, must be jelly, because jam don't shake like that.
What key would you like it in?
Q.
Oh, we don't have it in the key of Q.
Well, then you pick one you like.
Let's see. How about the key of C?
How about dinner?
Oh, well, no, I'm having mugu spaghetti, or whatever. Well, you see, I'm pre-indisposed.
Oh, Carmilla, you're beautiful when you're tongue-tied.
Do you know Lady of Spain?
Well, is the Pope Polish?
Now, that will be $5.29.
Oh, $5.29. Boy, I remember when these things used to be. I forget.
Would you like to have that raft?
Oh, no, thanks. I'll play it here. Oh. How about you and me blow this popsicle stand?
Where are you going?
To the museum.
I've never been to the museum.
Oh, come along, sweet pea. We can't keep those statues waiting. This time of year, the fig leaves begin to fall. Oh, we'd make a peach of a pear, oh. I know your cantaloupe, but oh, honeydew.
Oh, wait a minute. Why, I don't even know your name.
Ha-ha. That's a good question. Honer. No, Bill C. Honer.
How do you do, Mr. Honer?
My friends just call me Marine Man. On the way to the museum, we'll stop by this wonderful delicatessen and pick up some manchettos.
Oh, wonderful. I'm starving.
Oh, not for us, for the pigeons.
Mindy, our little girl, is growing up.
Yeah, soon she'll be leaving the nest.
Really, you two are impossible.
Oh, us? You're the one that's been taking the long lunch hours.
Yes, and I'd hate for your granddaughter to find out how late you've been rolling in these past two nights.
Now, the museum closes at 9 o'clock, and I've been home by 10 o'clock, haven't I?
Yes, but the museum is only 4 blocks away. I want to know what you've been doing between 9 and 10. Hmm?
Well, we're not exactly spring chickens, you know. We don't just skip along the sidewalk.
Why are you being so secretive about all this?
Well, I think a person should keep one's personal life personal.
Oh. Who's the one that always wants to know every last detail when I go on a date? Hmm?
Right. Turnabout is fair play, so tell us everything.
Yeah.
Well, so far, we have gone to the museum.
Uh-huh.
And to the park to feed the pigeons.
And what else have you been doing?
Dad, she doesn't have to answer that question.
Oh, that's all right, dear. I'll answer him. None of your business, Fredzo.
Isn't that nice? She's back to normal. Yeah, even if she is hiding something.
Oh, I think it's wonderful. You know, Grandma, you've been like a new woman these last few days.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. And Mindy and I are dying to meet the man who's responsible.
Well, it just so happens he's coming to take me to lunch.
Lunch? Mm-hmm. Good grief, my chicken pot pie.
You know, now I might not know what I'm talking about, but listen to your heart. You know, sometimes when you listen to your head, logic gets in the way of things.
You're right. You don't know what you're talking about.
I know I'm meddling, but I just want what's right for you and Bill.
Oh, everything's fine, dear. Only there's something about him.
Oh, I know, I know. I feel the same way about John Travolta.
No, dear, what I mean is there's something kind of, well, familiar about him. Oh, that's probably Bill now. I'll go get my coat.
Okay. Oh, you must be Bill. I'm Mindy, Cora's granddaughter.
Oh, charmed.
Oh. Oh, Dad, this is Bill.
Take a hike. Just kidding.
You know something? You've made my mother-in-law very happy.
Oh, yeah, she's like a kid again, and we really want to thank you for that.
Oh, since I made you both so happy and you don't mind what's happening between Cora and me, I want to share with you a little secret. Nanu, Nanu.
Where'd you hear that?
On Ork, I'm known as Mork.
I'm ready, Bill. Did you have a nice chat?
Oh, yeah. And I hope that Bill and I get a chance to chat again. Real soon.
Uh-oh. Looks like I'm up the big creek without locomotion.
Hold it right there, Casanova.
Casanova? I've heard of Supernova, Chevynova, Bossa Nova.
And you're not going to get out of this one by acting dumb.
But I wasn't acting. Mrs. Hudson and I had a wonderful time today. We started off by escorting a Boy Scout across the street. We had to drag him away from his mother to do it. Then we played chicken with kids on skateboards. Finally, we inched our way up Main Street, backed up traffic all the way to Utah. We're real scamps.
Mork, how could you do such a thing?
Well, change my age with my Orkin age machine. I set the controls for senile, subtract two.
I'm not talking about the mechanics of what you did. I want to know why you do such a horrible thing to Grandma.
How can it be horrible when it makes her so happy?
She's only happy because she thinks that you are an old man.
But when I use my age machine, I am an old man.
You're being unfair to my grandmother.
How can it be unfair? She was sad. I made her happy. Therefore, how can you call it unfair?
What if she falls in love with you? Now, you certainly aren't going to marry her, and that might break her heart. Don't you see you could be doing more harm than good?
Uh-oh. Sudden realization. Mark the good is suddenly Mark the bozo. Better call a travel agent and book a heavy guilt trip. How could I do such a dumb thing?
Your intentions were good.
Yeah, but there's a saying on Ork. The road to Earth is paved with good intentions. I'm a real nimnal. To my face. But how can I solve the problem, though? Mrs. Hudson and I have a date tomorrow night.
I guess you're just going to have to break up.
I'm already pretty broken up right now.
No, I mean, you're going to have to tell her that you're not going to see her anymore. Boy, and is that going to be hard? I think she really likes that old man.
Virginia. I thought you'd never get here.
What's up, Mort?
I need to ask your advice again.
I'll do the best I can, but you gotta understand, I have my limitations. I'm only 10 years old.
You're the only one I can ask.
What about Dear Abby? She knows everything.
Well, I've read her advice, and how can you trust a woman who begins her letters, Dear Puzzled?
Okay, lay it on me.
All right. Let's say someone likes you very much, and you want to end the relationship. How do you do it?
Tell them to take a hike.
Effective, but cruel. How do you do it if you don't want to hurt their feelings?
Mark, there must be 50 ways to leave your love.
But I only need 7 or 8. Lay it on me, my main munchkin.
Well, what is? Just slip out the back, Jack.
All right, see? Back, Jack.
Make a new plan, Stan.
Plan, Stan.
Just drop off the Keeley.
Keeley? Oh, Chinese wisdom. Bung hang wa, gong hei fa choy.
And get yourself free.
Munchkin, you are wise beyond your height.
Well, one thing you gotta remember. Don't let those chicks railroad you into anything.
Funny planet where chickens run the railroad. Boy, I certainly hope Mort can bring this off.
Oh, I know he can do it. I just hope he doesn't break Grandma's heart.
Bill isn't here yet.
Nope.
Well, you look very nice tonight, Cora.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, your hair looks so pretty.
I just washed it.
Oh, that must be Bill.
I'll get that. Oh, hello.
Guacamole, senorita. None for you until you pluck your hand.
Hello,
sweet bun.
You better make this good.
No pressure.
Guess I'll go practice my trombone solo.
I'll help.
Yeah, hi, Bill. Come on, sit down.
Oh,
aren't those lovely? Thank you. Bill,
there's something I have to say. Psychic.
Yes, age before beauty.
No, pearls before swine. Oh, K.O. Gordon, there's something I have to say to you, and I'll try and make it as quick and painless as possible. The painless is easy. At my age, the quick is the hard part. Cora, after careful consideration, I've decided to slip out my back, Jackson. Which is to say, I'm going to make a new plan, Chuck. Which includes dropping off the key. In summation, I'm going to get myself free. What I'm trying to say, Cora, is this is hello.
I haven't understood a word you just said.
I should have asked him for the other 46 ways.
Never mind. Come and sit down because it's my turn to talk. Now, first of all, I want to thank you for helping me through a very rough time.
Oh, rough time? About 8:10.
And the other thing I want to tell you is, I know who you are, Mork.
Shazbot. How did you find me out?
Oh, come on. If you were really old, the K.O. would have been followed by a pick tape.
I'm a real nimble, then.
Oh, no, you're not. You're wonderful. I really began to suspect that day we went to the museum. Remember that piece of artwork that you liked?
Oh, yes, that lovely metallic sculpture.
Mm-hmm. That was an air conditioner.
Oh.
And then last night when we were lost, you asked directions from a pine tree.
Oh, he got us there, didn't he?
But only Mort could do those things.
I guess you don't like me anymore.
Oh, well, how can you say that? Of course I like you. Why, I like you more than ever. Don't you realize you snapped me out of a blue funk? You've made me realize that I have a family that cares about me and a good job and lots of friends of all ages.
I'll always be your friend, Mrs. Hudson.
Why don't you call me Grandma?
Kay Owen, hold the peck tick.
But you know, there's one thing that still bothers me. Last night when I tweaked your cheek, I did it to see if you were wearing makeup. And you weren't. It's as if you really have become an old man.
Temporarily, I am.
Oh, no, no. There's no way on earth you could do that.
You're beginning to get the idea. Well, there's something I have to tell you, and you better take this one sitting down. Cora, I have to tell you something, because I respect you, because you're getting too close to hide it anymore. I'm from another planet. I'm an alien being, Nanu.
Do you want to hear something weird?
Lay it on me.
I believe you. Oh, I should have known when you carved our initials on that tree with your finger.
I can drink with the sucker, too.
Oh, what a relief. You know, ever since you moved in with Mindy, I was seeing things that, well, made me think my mind was going. But now, of course, it's so simple. A man from outer space.
You accept it so easily. Most people just look at me and say, bull.
Oh, Mork, I've been around a long time. I've seen the age of the automobile and radio and talking movies. I've seen a man walk on the moon.
Me too.
Well, if we can go there, there's no reason you can't come here.
Then I can return back to my normal age and you'll still be my friend.
Oh, of course. Let's shake. But there's one other thing, Mork. If you can make yourself old, could you make another person young?
No.
Shazba!
Calling Orson, come in, Orson. Mork calling Orson, come in, Orson.
What are you doing?
Push downs. It's a common form of earth exercise. Here's another one. We must build up the bust.
Why the sudden interest in exercise?
Well, I age myself. I'm still a little stiff.
You age yourself? That's a cheap way to get respect.
Oh, it's different here, Orson. Here the young people get all the attention.
What do young people know? They don't have the experience. That doesn't make sense.
I don't understand it myself. Everything else here gets more valuable as it gets older. Wine, cheese, furniture, coins. Everything except people. Here they ignore their ancient ones, Orson.
They don't do anything nice for them?
Well, they do one nice thing. They fix their income.
But why do they treat their elders like that?
Unlike us. As they get older, their bodies fall into a state of disrepair. The first thing to go is their hearing.
What?
The first thing to go is their hearing.
Why is that, Mark?
Well, I have a theory about that. I feel it's because no one asks them anything. Such a waste. This is Mark, signing off until next week. Nanu, Nanu.